new opioid addiction treatment has been on the market for about a month now. It's an implant, four little sticks that get inserted in a patient's arm and deliver a constant low dose of medication. Thousands of physicians have signed up to get certified to prescribe it and are encountering some new territory along the way. Side Effects Public Media's Karen Chakurji has more.
Alcohol pad, alcohol wipe, get all that dirt and oil off.
In a big hotel conference room in Times Square, six doctors are huddled around a greasy hunk of pork.
And I'm going to just mark where my incision site is going to be.
They're watching another doctor dot four short blue lines on the tenderloin.
If you can do it well in the pork, you can easily do it in the person. Okay.
The FDA approved Probufene a month ago with a caveat. Because physicians who treat addiction don't necessarily have experience with surgery, they need to be certified before they can either implant or prescribe the treatment. Braeburn, the pharmaceutical company, plans to run more than 200 training sessions like this one in 55 cities.
And I'm going to insert the implant, and now just like loading a cannon, advance the obturator, just until that line, you see that? Until that line lines up.
Probufene is unlike any other addiction treatment on the market. It lasts for 6 months at a time and promises to be life-changing for people already in recovery. Ella Lears treats substance abuse at a center in Manhattan.
They don't have to be dependent on taking something every day, taking medication every day. It takes the choice out of that, which can help people protect them from themselves.
But with this new treatment comes a whole new system for doctors to navigate.
If you're implanting something that can be there for 6 months, you want to make sure patients are still coming in to get the other types of support that they could use because of their addiction issues.
There are also questions about insurance coverage. Billing codes, reimbursements, pre-authorizations are, for the most part, all up in the air. For now, doctors need to front almost $5,000 and bill patients or hope insurers will come through. Also essential, a sterile operating room. Gloria Bachevitz is the head of addiction psychiatry at the University of Rochester.
Now with Probufene, we have to take it up to a whole different level because we have to have either agreements with implanters or a room where we can implant. We have to get the equipment. There will be a lot more to do.
But despite some of these obstacles, doctors think this treatment could really help some patients. Scott Jernigan was in recovery for almost a year taking another medication when he signed up for the Probufene clinical trial, and it made a huge difference.
Because that meant I didn't have to keep going to the doctor every week. That meant I didn't have to go to the pharmacy every week. That meant that I could become more of what my normal is going to be.
And maybe most important, he didn't have to take a daily dose of meds anymore or worry about what might happen if he forgot them.
When I say I hope I brought my set medicine, it means, oh, hey, I was a drug addict. I got this medicine to make me feel better. And if I don't take it, you're going to see a blithering mess in front of you here in another 24 hours.
At the training session in Manhattan, Dr. Lears passed the test. She says some of her patients have already asked when they can get the implant.
Maybe not next week, but hopefully in the next couple of months.
Braeburn says that so far, 10 patients have been implanted by four physicians, three of which are consultants for the company. They continue to hold training sessions around the country and expect to certify 2,000 physicians by the end of July. Karen Chakurji, Side Effects Public Media.